Picture a dark stage in Washington, D.C. A shadowy figure emerges, wearing a mask, smoking a cigarette. His name is Tien Tien. He's from the National Zoo. He's a panda bear.
This place is a jungle sometimes. Washington, D.C. is just a madhouse, and you people are animals sometimes, you know? I'm just a hack. And these zookeepers, please don't tell them I'm out here smoking and stuff. They're so anal about everything.
This is not your average bear. It's Richard Montoya, an actor and playwright from Los Angeles, hired to dramatize the voices and characters of Washington, D.C. He's the lead writer for Culture Clash, a theater group known for bringing to life the soul of American cities. They don't just imagine what a city's people are like. They interview dozens, videotape them, memorize their gestures, and even study the way they talk. That's everyone from cabbies to bus drivers to high-powered politicians, and of course, the panda bear.
It seems to us that he's an immigrant and he's loved, which makes him highly unusual in Washington, D.C. And, you know, that he's a little put upon and having a bad day. So we imagine that in our show. And he has some pretty interesting things to say.
I'm a black and white bear in a mostly black and white town. I mean, I've got white patches, black patches separated together apart, kind of, sort of. Oh, God.
This play is called Anthems, Culture Clash in the District. It began as a mission for Molly Smith, the artistic director of Washington's Arena Stage, an influential regional theater. She asked Culture Clash members Richard Montoya, Herbert Seguenza, and Rick Salinas to profile the nation's capital. So on a cold winter day in 1999, they piled into a van and set out to find the rhythms and voices of the city.
My name is Ricardo Salinas. One of the stereotypes, I think, that it's just all U.S. national political people and issues. I think that's a stereotype that it's just, you know, the White House and what Clinton does and what our whole government is about. I think that's all people, at least, you know, for myself, that's all I really thought of Washington. And that I knew that it was a high crime area and that it was a predominantly African-American area.
I'm Richard Montoya.
You gonna call the folks? Hello? Is this Henry? Henry, we're in the van and we're on our way. Okay, please don't have coffee. Okay, tea and crimpets, cakes. Ooh, he's gonna be hard.
We are heading to our first interview in the Washington, D.C. area. I think we're crossing the Potomac. Kind of going through the Arlington National Cemetery, which is quite something, because I can see the Jefferson Memorial from here, the Washington Monument. Oh, to my left, a Salvadoran pupuseria.
Oh, there's ducks.
I'm Herbert Seguenza, and after 60, 70 interviews, we get really antsy. We feel like we're like ready to explode. It like percolates, and that's when we start writing. That's when we know the play's finished, or at least the interview process is finished. You know, you get to a point where okay, it's time to write. It just comes out.
Here we go.
Well, I laughed out loud at some of this.
And you cried out.
It was the spring of 2000. It's pretty much right about 9 months into the process, and we're very, very first rough draft of what we were going to do. Just one of those kinds of meetings, a creative kind of meeting, where you're sitting down with the artistic director, in this case Molly Smith, and kind of the negotiation begins. It's just a series of landings so that the Georgetown cocktail party could swing in, the custodians could swing in and out, the ATF soldiers could swing in and out, Billie Holiday could sing Strange Fruit while the Klan is marching on D.C. there, whatever the case may be, the Virginia State Troopers. All those kinds of things, Molly, that aren't really text-wise. They're not here yet.
Right.
It's just mid-process, you know? Yeah. It's real mid-process.
Well, guys, I like how the ideas that you brought in 6 months ago, now you've got them out there in the set for this Harbor. Great start, great middle point.
Well, a year prior to September of 2001, it was your par for the course site-specific project, and right smack dab in the middle of that two-year process, 9/11 happens. I mean, we were due back September 16th, and my two partners that I usually write with, their wives wouldn't let them go, and Arena Stage was being evacuated also. Tanks on the streets. I mean, people were being sent home every day. I mean, I wasn't sure if the project was still on or why would I be going, but I knew I had to go. I couldn't watch CNN anymore, and I had to come to this other ground zero here in the district.
Come to Dulles International Airport. Due to heightened security, please do not leave your bags unattended.
Trying to get to the district from Los Angeles was not an easy task 6 days after 9/11, so it really starts in the L.A. Terminal Bar there at the United runway there. And you really found people that were kind of stuck. I had a 22-hour delay, and I couldn't leave the airport because once you were in, you couldn't get out, really. So those bars were full of people. And, you know, you got the cold glances and the inquisitive looks because I have olive-colored skin. And one fella did turn to me and talk to me and kind of gave us our setup for the whole evening. And he was a grief counselor from Arlington, Texas, named Ben Bull. And he just reached across that bar and just wouldn't have any of my ambivalence. He just would have none of that and just engaged me in a conversation that's kind of unforgettable.
Now, what would you say? Let me ask you something, just one. What would you say to a young child who runs up to every fireman that she sees thinking that fireman is her father? Yes. Yeah. I mean, you now have a glimpse into the complex world of this grief counselor from Arlington, Texas. And I don't care if you're as dumb as three rocks, that is going to hit you right there.
Sitting there with Ben Bull, finding out that I was a playwright, he just kind of set me on this mission, this challenge that he put to me to go to the district and find an anthem. And I just kind of thought, okay, here's a patriot. But he wasn't necessarily talking about a national anthem or a government anthem or a war cry necessarily. He was talking about an anthem for all people.
Your play, No Chaos. I mean, the blood, the chaos, we already know all that stuff. That's easy. And after the dirge and the requiems, and God, am I going to dread all those requiems. Just make sure that there is an anthem for us. And I'm not talking about a call to war or an anthem for the government or kings or queens. Just an anthem for everyday folks. You are not a playwright this week. No, sir. This week, you are a war correspondent. All right? Write this play or this orchestration or whatever it is. And in the last six measures or words or phrases or whatever, give us that anthem. Give us that, I beg you. And if it sucks, you make it better. God bless.
It's really tricky because I think institutions and people sitting in the audience, everybody wants a kind of a perfect multicultural chorus of voices. And we always say we don't do voices. We do stories. And you know, if the best stories always seem to rise to the top. But I think, speaking for myself, we had to take time to salute, to honor. That doesn't happen enough. So on my way out of the district, who is my driver is a retired Navy guy, an African-American fellow. And in the course of taking me back to Dulles, I find out he's retired 30 years military service, and part of his job is to go to the Pentagon as a driver. He had been avoiding that and hadn't gone back, and he was able to kind of qualify himself to speak about tragedy because he had lost a son a couple of years prior, a teenager, on the football field. And I asked him his kid's name, and we talked, and he drops me off and hands me my bag, and we shake hands, and he was kind of like the Ben Bull, the other side of Ben Bull. And as we're saying goodbye, he says, I think I'm going to go back to the Pentagon tomorrow and say hello to some friends and say goodbye to some friends. And that was my aha moment in a way, you know. That gave us our military moment, and it feels right. It just feels right at that moment.
Richard Montoya is the lead writer for the group Culture Clash. The play Anthems is at Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. through October 13th.